Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, honey. It is August the 26th, 2022. It is 12:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumboRum.com. GumboRum.com. It's the smoothest rum in Boston. It's wicked smooth, baby. It's smoother than my chocolate brown skin. Listen, we do have two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and we do have natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver, baby. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumbo Rum. Y'all talk to me. The music is being heard by who? Hey, the music train is moving, baby. The music train is moving, baby. Talk to me. Yeah. People all over the world. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. You know, it's really something. I got some great music on today. Let me tell you. Independent artist Wolfgang, baby, featuring Sherelle. They're going to get down with it in just a few minutes. And independent artist S Beats Music and Dress Like Judah. It is about millionaire music, baby. Listen, pretty much around here, Steve Gum ain't going to have no millionaire music. Y'all know what Steve going to have? He going to have some Penny music and some Melton Ice music. Y'all know why? Because he can't seem to understand our function and operate on Gumbo Rum. You know what I'm saying? So why do I have to put up with this every single day? Now, he knows what we need up in here. We need cocktails. Is it really hard to have? Now, listen, he's the sponsor. He pay all the bills. But yet, I can't get no cocktail. So what is the Roxanne? I done told you about being on. Get off of that man. Listen, we do more around here besides getting on a man. Get off of that man before I get up and slap your crazy ass. Get off of him. You hear what I'm saying? See, now, the way you on that, Roxanne, saying, the way you on that man, that is the way you need to be having your hands on my glass, putting my ice in that cup and mixing me some drinks. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, she's saying we done run out of gumbo rum, so she had to find something else to get mixed up in. I didn't tell you to get mixed up on that man. Didn't tell you to do that. Now, listen, I don't pay you to come up in here to socialize with all these different folks. Now, listen. Okay, now, listen. I'm going to have some solvent, some glue to solvent, because your butt is always stuck to the chair. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do with these people. Let me tell you. This is a live show. It is not pre-recorded, Listen, and while you guys is on Facebook, while you're on Facebook, use keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I got some hot and super bad for you on today. Yes, I do. It is Hot and Super Bad by independent artist Wolfgang. Y'all going to like it. I listened to it. It is stone cold bad, baby. It's Eyes on Me. Y'all check out independent artist Wolfgang featuring Sherelle.
Welcome to the club, I look like money. I've been spending now, I like to make her love it. When it's girl, I want it. See my song, it's on me. Ready things I like and I'ma say them in my name.
Yeah.
If you recognize the queen, when you see one. Drippin' in designer bags, I'm a diva. Fancy, if you better fancy. Ain't got them and done them on it, straight out of Venice.
What I'm saying, that was Eyes on Me. That's the great thing about music. I love pretty much all genres of music. And see, think about music, you can enjoy all different types of music and just enjoy. And what I like about that particular piece of music, it has a nice cultural background, nice cultural feel to it. I love it. Listen, it reminds me of a guy I went out with. He was from Pakistan. And this was a long time ago. He was a really cute, really sexy, really hot guy. But listen, He did not have his citizenship. This was my first day. You know, I had a whole bunch of first dates. You know what I'm saying? Let me break it down to you like this. We was out in the club. We were sitting there having our little cocktail. The place was crowded. And I am telling you, the ladies in the club, I could not make this up. This is an honest God true story. The ladies in the club were acting like I was not sitting next to him. I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, it's like they were hitting on him. They were flirting with him. And he wasn't paying them any attention. He was just like, this is crazy. And I was like, yeah, it is. And we just kept on sitting, relaxing, chit-chatting. And the set, it just kept going. I'm like, what in the world? And so if the club had not been crowded, I would have really did my thing up in there. But I didn't, because it was just way too crowded. It was way too crowded, and they would not have heard me anyway. So anyway, now the point what I'm telling you about this gentleman, he didn't have his papers, and he was just talking and talking and talking. And he says to me, he says, you know, do you want to get married? You want to get married? And I'm like, this is the first date conversation. He just stops talking about what we were talking about, and he breaks into, do you want to get married? I'm says, are you kidding? I says, no, I don't want to get married. He says, well, I want to be a citizen. I want to be a United States citizen. And one of the ways, you know, he goes into his spiel. And I really liked the guy. And I considered, I almost would have said yes to him, because I was like, it would not have been one of those marriages where he's just getting married to become a citizen. I would have stayed married, because I was like, if we're going to do that, we got to stay married. It's not like you're going to just say, okay, well, I'm a citizen for the first 2 years, and then I go about my business. But listen, he was really cute, really handsome. Now, the point of this story is this. It was not about him trying to get married to an American. The point is this. That night after we left the club, we went driving around and cruising, because I love to cruise, and he was playing this music. And it was like Bollywood music. It was like, you know, Arabian. And I'm just like, oh, I didn't know a word of the song. I didn't know. The thing about music, you don't have to understand all the time what the words are. You can get quenched in the music itself. You can get quenched in the music. You can get quenched in the vibe. At least for me, the music was just so relaxing, so sensual, and it was just going, and I was like, oh, this beat is just phenomenal. And we had an excellent, great time, can I tell you? So listen, that's why I like that song, Eyes on Me. It reminds me of that one gentleman friend. I hope he got married sometimes and got his citizenship. But anyway, that song, Eyes on Me, reminds me of that. It really does. So listen, this show is live. What am I going to be doing while the music is playing? Up next is independent artist Dressed Like Judah. Dressed Like Judah is going to be for you. I am going to be sending Spotify links over to on Twitter, because every day, I tell you guys, every day they are looking for new music. And just about 40 minutes ago, Showland Production is looking for new music. And only 14 people have sent their link, so I'm going to get on this thread before the whole Rush crowd comes along, can I tell you? And let me see here. Showland Production has how many people they got going here? They have 30 plus followers on them. Yeah, let me hit them up real fast. Okay, so this is independent artist Dressed Like a Judah, and this is for you.
Second job, still just a kid. ¿Sabías que probablemente todos tenían un talento o algo, pero no lo sabemos porque nunca lo hemos intentado?
¿Has probado el cocinar o pintar?
Sí, pero estoy bastante seguro que yo
no te creo.
Oh my God, them guys, you know what? Let me tell you, they are super bad. You know, that was Dressed Like Judah for you. I'm telling you, they are super bad. They are smooth. You know what I mean? The harmony is just like on point. Mixed and mastered to perfection. I am telling you, they are the super baddest boy band ever. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, I'm talking about superstars of today, baby. Listen, and not only that, they are a newly founded group. So listen, they haven't been around for like 10, 15 years, even though they sound like they've been around for about 10 or 15 years. But listen, they are a new group out of New York State, baby, out of New York State with a passion for creating music and performing. I love it, love it, love it. It's five members in their group. I love it, love it. And I love New York, long as I don't have to live there. Listen, 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 I love New York. How you doing? Listen, y'all know I like to entertain. Please, y'all know I like to entertain, so don't get all upset. Listen, and speaking about how you doing, honey, I'm going to say this. I saw a video. I be looking around. Y'all know I be looking around all over the place. I get all these break news. I saw some break news a minute ago, but I ain't got time to deal with that whole story. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I saw a video. Lord, help us today. Let us all please pray for Wendy Williams. Please, let us all pray for Wendy because clearly she has some kind of really, really, besides her health, she's got some stuff going on. I mean, I never seen legs that skinny. You know what I mean? She was walking out of a store. I guess she was going shopping for some clothes or whatever. And, of course, the paparazzi, they would not leave her alone. They was filming her, taking pictures, and all this business. And I am telling you, I never saw a leg that skinny. I mean, it was like she was walking on pencils. I'm like, oh, my God, somebody please give this lady a meal. Give her a meal. Please give her a meal because she is in dire need of some food. I am telling you, it looked like she was walking on pencils. I mean, she had on some Daisy Duke shorts, the last thing she needed on because clearly I'm like, oh, my God, I think she weighed about 50 pounds. I'm like, what is it? I'm saying, oh, Jesus. It is so sad. So let us all pray for Wendy Williams. Dear Lord, please help Wendy. Please help her. Have somebody to please send her some food. She needs some pork chops, some lamb chops. And she needs some mashed potatoes, some corn on the side. She needs some mustard greens, some turnip greens. And she needs some cake and some pie. Okay, Lord, thank you for doing it for her. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. So now listen, please do not write me no names. Y'all know I like to entertain. Okay, I'm going to get off of her case. Listen, I got some more great music coming up for you. This is for independent artist S Beats Music. And this is Bad Vibes. Y'all check this out.
S Beats going crazy.
The most important question is, are you satisfied? Agitation I can see in your eyes.
So much love in your emotions.
That's why I'm by your side.
Loving you in your love language, it don't mean no more.
I give all I had to give you mine.
I just can't quit these bad vibes.
On my mind, I be trying to rewind
back to the good times. Don't even feel right
how I'm feeling inside.
But I'm done with your lies and I'm so done with these bad vibes.
So good with your bad vibes.
So good with your
bad vibes.
They say pressure make the good fall, but the great falls. If we look at ourselves, how can we be like that? Into the relationship.
The most important question is, are you satisfied? Agitation, I can see it in your eyes. There's so much love in your emotions. That's why I'm by your side. Loving you in your love language, tell me no more. I gave all I had to give you. I just can't quit these bad vibes.
I love it. I love that. It's Bad Vibes. Bad Vibes by independent artist and producer S. Beats Music. I love that song. It reminds me, y'all know, I got a story, okay, because it reminds me of a relationship. I remember, because I was listening to the lyrics, you know, I was listening to the lyrics, and it says, he says, how did we end up here in this relationship? How did we end up like this? You ever been in, like, got into a relationship or a friendship with somebody, and you'd be like, how did this thing get started? How did we get here? And so I remember one time I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't know if I ever had a relationship like that. And I'm like, well, yeah, I have. I remember one time my best friend, my brother's best friend, when we were growing up, and I was, I don't know, a young adult at the time, my brother's good friend. You know, we all went to grammar school together, and we really had this mad, crazy attraction for one another. We really did, and the guy was really no good for me. So let me tell you this really quick. So we ended up kind of dating a little bit. When we had to do it secretly because we couldn't let my brother know what was going on, that we were sneaking around. Y'all ever had them relationships where you got to sneak around? But anyway, we didn't want my brother to find out that we were going out. And so my cousins knew me, and my cousins would go out with him. We'd go to the beach and just go different places. And he would come along. He would meet up with us, and he would ride along. We'd go on our dates like that. And so then one night, he says, you know, I think, he says, you know, Adrian, I think we got to kind of, and this, he said, I'm not used to all this sneaking around business. He said, I can't do this. I'm tired of hiding from your brother. And I was like, oh, wow. He said, I can't do it anymore. It's just getting to be too much pressure because I'm just sneaking around. And every time I see your brother, I feel so bad. I feel really bad. And so that's what he said. And then a couple of weeks later, we ended up still sneaking around and going out. And I, lo and behold, I think I told you guys, I remember I told you the story. Lo and behold, one night, the bottom falls out of the barrel, and all the fish just fall out of the barrel. Let me tell you, we went on one of those little sneaky-reaky dates again. My cousins come and pick me up about 10 o'clock, and he comes around the corner. He hops in the car, and we come back. And I'm telling you, my brother was at home sleeping. He was sleeping. We got back from the date. He decides, instead of him going home, now this is where we messed up, instead of him going home because they only live like a couple blocks down the street, instead of him taking his butt home, he comes upstairs with me to sit on the sofa and just chit-chat. And I'm telling you, my brother wakes up. I have no idea what woke him up. He wakes up, and he comes up in the front room, and he looks and sees us sitting on the couch all lovey-dovey, and he's lost his mind. You ever, if any sisters ever go out with somebody and your brother lose their mind? That night, my brother lost his mind. He lost his mind. He's standing there with his shorts on, with his drawers, I'm telling you. He's standing there with his drawers on and his T-shirt, right? And he loses his mind. He runs into the kitchen, and he gets a butcher knife. He gets a butcher knife, and he comes back up there, and we're looking like, holy crap. He lost his mind. He opens the front door. He says, tonight you're going to die. I'm going to kill you. And his friend gets up, and my brother just grabs him by the T-shirts, and he takes the knife. He draws back with the knife. And I'm like, oh, my God, please don't kill this man. Don't kill this man. And so anyway, he throws him down the stairs. He takes him and literally throws him down the stairs, and he's going down the stairs. And I'm telling you, it was a hot mess of a scene. Well, I can tell you that was the end of that one because he's like, oh my God. So anyway, my brother, I never seen my brother lose his mind. He lost his mind. So anyway, that's bad vibes. We ended up in some kind of relationship thing that we should have never been in the first place. Because rule in our house, we don't date each other friends. And I cross the line of dating friends. So listen. That's about it. I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. Did you guys enjoy story time? That was a great story time. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
soul. You motivated. winning.